Here's Meredith Kroom from Grants Creek Nursery with tips for supporting pollinators like bees, butterflies, and other helpful insects.
I would encourage people to think about what they can put back in their yard to help support your local ecosystem and support the pollinators. So far as shrubs and annuals and perennials, there's a whole list of those things: clethra, hibiscus, hydrangeas, butterfly bushes, and then, of course, perennials like lavender, blanket flower, catnip, salvia. The best rule of thumb when you're planting, especially annuals and perennials, is plant them in mass in a 3x3 area. They don't have to be in a block, so to speak, of like a 3x3 area of salvias and then a 3x3 square of asters. And you can intermix and mingle, but a 3x3 area is going to give the most benefit when the pollinators are looking for places to go, because there's a mass there that they can source from. If you are interested in learning any more about pollinators, and especially honeybees and or beekeeping, we are having our beekeeping class this Saturday, May the 4th, from 10 to 11. So if you want to attend, please by all means call us or shoot us an email with your email address and your number attending, just so that we can have enough chairs set out.
For professional advice on the best plants for your yard, count on Grants Creek Nursery. And with 40 acres of trees, shrubs, and plants, you'll find what you need at Grants Creek Nursery, 763 Grants Creek Road, Jacksonville.